the past week or two, we've been listening to stories of Jesus proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom, healing people and driving out demons. Now the story is going to shift for the next several days to what is referred to as the mission discourse in Matthew's gospel. And it starts with Jesus calling his 12 disciples and giving them authority to heal the sick, drive out unclean spirits. He then names them, and names who the 12 are. But when he names them, he refers to them as his 12 apostles. And this is the only place in Matthew's gospel where the word apostle is used. Apostle means one who is sent with authority. It was a word that was used for someone who was commissioned to be a personal representative of a king or could act with the king's authority. In other words, these 12 men were the personal representatives of Jesus, whom Jesus gave authority to act in his name. A disciple means a student or a disciplined follower. The 12 apostles are also his disciples, in that they are also his students. We know that Jesus had many other disciples. For example, in Luke's gospel, Luke talks about how Jesus sent 72 of his disciples on a mission. But only these 12 mentioned today were referred to as his apostles. And Jesus sends the 12 to only the lost sheep in the house of Israel, and to let them know that the kingdom of heaven is at hand. You know, at this time, he does not want them to go to the pagan territories or Samaritan towns. The house of Israel refers to the 12 sons or tribes of Israel, 10 of which represent the northern kingdom. The other two were the southern kingdom. The lost sheep referred to the northern tribes who returned from exile to live among the Gentiles in the region of Galilee. Before expanding his message to the Gentiles, Jesus wanted all of Israel, including the northern tribes, to know that the kingdom of heaven was at hand. So in the next several days, we'll learn more about the mission that Jesus gave the apostles. So let us thank God for his gifts, especially for the Pope and all the bishops, which are a direct line of succession from the original apostles to lead and guide us in faith.